Okay, Rabbi Hussein, today we're going to do Shir Ches of the Shirim on Inyani Refuah. The topic is brushing your teeth on Shabbos. So I'd like to discuss it from two angles. One is from the potential Malacha angle. Is there any Isser Malacha involved in brushing your teeth? And then, even if there's not an Isser Malacha, is there a refuah aspect of that? In other words, is that called refuah to brush your teeth on Shabbos? So, if you take a look, you have the Mishnah in Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph on page 1. Achoshish b'shina v'yuma behenes achoymas. In other words, so if you have something, your teeth are painful or whatever, so you shouldn't take vinegar and swallow vinegar, because who else swallows vinegar? So that's obviously refu hanikaris. But what you could do is you could take a piece of bread and dip it in vinegar and then eat the bread. So that people do all the time. They use vinegar as a dip. So then you have the piece of bread that's dipped in vinegar, then you can chew the bread. And even though that'll help for refuah, but it's not a refuah, honey keres. Hachoshish ben mosnov, you have pain in your thighs, your waist. So you shouldn't anoint yourself behen yain. You shouldn't smear wine, the chometz. Aval sachu es Hashem. But you could put oil, because apparently oil, even Briyim use oil. You know, to smear themselves with oil. But the verse, the Mishnah says, for lo shem and verit. But not rose oil. Rashi, if you should dumb with your car, vein and motzoy mucha milsa the refuah. Because rose oil is very expensive, and the only people who use rose oil are people who are doing it to the refuah. B'nei Malachim, they're Spitz rich people, they're the B'nei Malachim, so they use it the whole week, even if they're not sick. They use Shem Verit, because they can afford. So for them, it's not a refuah hanikaris. She came back and lost her behold. Rab Shimon Omer, Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim Heim. That every Yid can call himself a Ben Melach. And Memela, it's not considered refuah hanikaris for anyone. All B'nai Malachim. Very good. And this is Shazan Shulchan Aruch.
That's like the pearling about Mitzia, where he offered them lunch. And said, if you offer them lunch, they've got to give them Sudas Shleiman Melach Kashayta.
So look at Shulchan Aruch, Shinchav Zayin, Aleph. Achoshish b'mosnav l'yosuf shemen v'chomitz avasofi shemen l'vado. You can use Shem Levad, but all for the Shem Levad, Mishem Demucha Milsa Derefuah Kavim. The Mumokam Shem Motzu Shem Levad, V'derech B'nayad Matzucha Afil B'lo Refuah is Motzu. If it's a Mokam Shem Motzu Bo. So it depends on the place. It depends on the place. But it's mashma that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim. Right? Because if it would, then it should always be right. Right, that's what it's mashma, that you have a Rambam though? Chav Aleph, Chav Gimel. Let's see, it goes to Rambam. Shabbos. Let's see what the Lashon HaRambam is. Lashon HaRambam, Lachem Shabrim, Sachin HaSol. Right, so he says only Malachim Shabrim, Sachin HaSol. Then we have another Mishnah, page 3, Kuvlem Vav, Kuvlem Aleph. Shover Odom as a Chavis Lechol, he met a Grogus. So this is about 1 year, many years ago, I spent June's man on opening bottles on Shabbos, Yontif. That's a whole topic. So it says here, Shover Odom as a Chavis Lechol, he met a Grogus, virtually is Chavilasas Kli. You can smash open a wooden barrel to get the grogers. They nokvim begufet shalchovis di Rav Yehuda. Chomim matirin. You can't make a hole in the chovis. V'loig vena mitzida v'im haisa nekuva. But say you had a hole in the barrel. Lo yitein ala shava mibnei shu mimarech. So if you take wax and you smear it up with wax to stuff the hole, so that you're not allowed to do because that's memareich. Really, he's smoothing over something.
What if you just plug the hole with the wax?
Yeah, that's this is when you're smoothing over.
Amar of Yehuda, Maisa Bolof Nei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Be'erev, the Omar Choshani Mechatas.
That he's choshesh for korban chatas for being memarech. So that's the din of memarech. Memarech means you take something, you smear it on the thing. So the question is, how strong is the consistency? It has to be. It would say Vaseline. Let's just do it with Vaseline. So Vaseline, you can't take Vaseline and stop up a hole with Vaseline. It won't go because it's not thick enough, right? So certainly Vaseline, as we'll see, Rabbi Mari speaks about, it's not going to be Mamarech Doraisa. Question is, there is a Din Derabbanan of Memarech as well. And we have to see, will Vaseline even make that standard? So take a look first in the Rambam, on page 4.
Okay, now Memarech Ritiya Kol Shehu. Oh.
Okay, I said you were going to come. Okay, thank you. Okay, you know, put this on the floor. Put it on the floor, pull up a chair so you can join us. He's welcome for Shavuos also. You're welcome for Shavuos. How do you think I met him?
Shavuos.
In the middle of the night in Shavuos, after I gave the shiur. He was hacking me up after the shiur. You okay? Yeah. Okay. It's good to see you. We miss you. On June 27th, we start Hilchos Mezuzah. No, May 27th. Okay. So we're talking about brushing your teeth on Shabbos. From the Malacha perspective and from the Refuah perspective. So we saw the Gemara says that if you have a hole in the barrel, and you take something on page 3 to stop up the hole, so that's going to be Mamarech. That's what the Rambam says on here on page 4. Mochik means mamachik. You take something until you until you flatten it out. The pitch, and you flatten it out of the barrel. This way, the hole gets stopped off. However, there is another Gemara on Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis on page 5. In Hoysa the Kuvim Mishcha. So this is the sugi of Mishcha. What is Mishcha? Zakrashi. Shemen Ov is thick oil. Now, thick oil. So the question is, we'll see what that means. So thick oil is not as thick as what was in the previous Mishnah.
Wax?
What?
Wax?
Right, there was the wax.
It was thick.
This is Shemen Ov. So Shemen Ov, the Gemara says, Mishcha Rav Aser Shmuel Shari Manda Asa Gazrinim Shem Shava Manda Shari Lo Gazrinim. So Shava is Daraisa, but Shemen Ov we paskin like is Darabonim. So the Shaila is, to what degree is Shemen Ov? Is toothpaste Shemen Ov or not? So
What's the out? Is it just the act? What are they accomplishing? Let's say in the case of the wax, right? So I'm just kind of sealing off the barrel.
Right.
But is that part of the mareach, the fact that you're sealing off something, or is it just the
sealing? No, you're spreading it off. Spreading it, like Rav Shechter said, you're spreading it on. But for a purpose, obviously.
I'm saying like the toothpaste, you don't end up with the toothpaste at the end, it's gone.
Yeah, that's why Rav Avad Yosef says that the whole thing of toothpaste is not even a drabon.
The wax is something like
wax is going to stay there. That's the point. The wax is going to stay there. So the question is, the Shemen Ov, what is that?
What's the purpose of the Shemen Ov?
Oh, so now look in Shulchan Aruch and you'll see. And this is where the body points out. Look in Shulchan Aruch.
Also, Litain Shava or Shemen Ov Benekiv, but Hachovis Lusatmo Mineshu Memorech.
So Shava is the rice, so Shemen Ov is the rabbanim. But like Rav Bari pointed out, you see from here, at least it has to be something that you could possibly stop up a hole with. You understand? In other words, you're not going to take toothpaste and think you're going to stop up a hole by smearing toothpaste.
What is it in the Mishkan?
With the Oros, they smooth the
leather.
The leather. I mean, that was the mamachik.
And what I'm saying, what happened to the whatever the substance they used to do that? Did it disappear? Or did it?
Well, the Mishkan was the Ov, so the Ov means you take away, as Rav Shechter pointed out, you take away things on the thing to smooth it out. And the Tolda is when you put another substance to smooth out. So. They didn't have that in the Mishkan, because that's why it's only a Tolda, the Mamarech. But the Mamachek that they had. So, but you see from here that, and this is, I think, what Rabadi was saying, Rabadi holds all these Vaselines, these things, toothpaste Vaseline, they're not even the Drabonim, because it has to be something that you're going to put in a neck of Hachavis L'Satmo. Right? In other words, you try to use Vaseline to put in a hole. There's no Havamina. The Shemov is a little bit, it's softer than Shava, but it has some mamushes that it could.
Let's say you're putting Shemen Ov on your pan. It's separate. That's a relic. that doesn't seem to be relevant at all to what the Gemara is talking about. We're talking about sealing it something up, so yeah. It's not a very good seal, so it's like a shinui, so to speak.
Yeah, but it still could be some type of seal.
Right, but
some things won't even be a seal.
But what's the relevance to toothpaste? You're not sealing up your mouth, with your teeth.
If
it would be something that it doesn't have to seal, it has to be something that you want
to
put on. You want to stick enough to be Sheminov. That's what Rabbani says. The Drabanan is Mishka, Sheminov. So if it's not even Sheminov, then it's not even a Drabanan.
What's the problem?
Like Rosh Hashanah said, means to flatten out something to make another surface for whatever purpose you want. It doesn't have to be docked for sealing.
Right, so I'm saying, why are we using that as the criterion of the thickness?
Because that's the case in the Gemara of
Sheminov. But that doesn't seem to be the case in the Mishkan.
You didn't have that in the Mishnah.
I'm saying, so why aren't we using this? Why are we using this case of sealing off a barrel? Where did the Gemara get that from? We should go back to the oil and whatever. If they used oil to smooth out the surface, maybe.
No, they didn't. They took away.
So there was no substance.
That's why it's only a toldah, because it's similar to that. Here in the Mishkan, as Rav Shechter pointed out, they were smoothing by taking away the feathers, by taking away the roughness. Here, the toldah of smoothing by putting on a surface.
The act of smoothing, whether it's on the item itself or it's the item that's being smoothed, as a toldah. If there's something that's coming out from the smoothing, I understand this. But by toothpaste, the smoothing is not the point there. The point is to get it on, to spread it out onto it and have it. It's not, you're not smoothing. You're trying to take off. You're not a matter of trying to smooth anything.
Right.
Yes, you are smoothing, but that's irrelevant.
Okay. It should be at least psychological.
Let's see. 1 second. Go slowly. Go slowly. Let's look at one more case in the Gemara, and then we'll argue more. Page 7. Kuf Kuf Aleph on the base. Damar Vihu, the rope, dorsal lufi tuma. So the rope is saliva. And you could what? Stamp on it. So let's see how it says in Shulchan Aruch. Page 8. Lo yishafshef baraglov roksh al gab bikaka. Where say you have, those days they didn't have most of the floors were dirt floors. So if you spit on the floor, and now you want to take your foot and. So you can't do that on Shabbos, because you're coming to a smooth, there's a goom on the floor, a little hole, and you're doing with your foot back and forth, you're going to come to flatten it out. That can be bona, chorish, bona, depending where it is. Have a little dorsal lefitumo. But you could. There is what? You could step on it as you're walking, it's not a problem. Sheinim is kavil amareyach ulahashvos gumos. Ravakav the melem amareyachu. Even though you can leave it in your house, and even though you're gonna come to smooth it out, he lomis kavin sharim shum misusa. Because it's.
You're not even smoothing it out if you just step on it.
So what do you mean, Mishum Yisusa? Yom Chavit Shari, Mishum Yisusa.
Meaning it's all. This is clearly the Rabbanon of Marech. If it's anything, maybe the Mokka Yisusa.
So what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to step on it.
To sort of get it out. It'll be absorbed into the ground, so it won't be Misusa anymore.
It'll be Mos.
If you leave it, no?
You leave it, no.
So I'm saying, but what do you mean? We're not going to be matter the raisa, so it must be in the realm of... Yeah, I mean, this is totally durable. I mean...
So, no, but he's saying that the issue here is mashvegumos.
Well, he's saying that, if he's saying that part, you're not mitchavim for that. And the only thing left that is min mareah.
Right, so he's, so the Mogen Avraham has to catch her. Why does the Shulchan Aruch have to be worried about mashvegumos? Why does the Shulchan Aruch ask for it b'shum mareach gufa?
He's bothering both, no?
No, in the first case, lo yishafeh miragel rok shal gabi karka b'shum mashvegumos. Aval mutter dorsal l'fitumos. Okay, but what about... Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch say lo yishafeh shal gabi b'shum mareach? So look at the Magen Avraham. Tzarech Iyun, fourth line. The litzah mishum miruach atzmo. Yishlom the marech lo shayach and the kavanoso she is marech dover al gabi chaveru. B'hacha rotzei she yivla b'karka. So it has to be like the halacha is ein miruach ba'ochla. But if it wouldn't have been for that, it would have been also to take a piece of bread and spread peanut butter on the bread. So that would be miruach. But since we hold a miruach ba'ochlan, then it's okay.
So here,
and there you want the peanut butter on the thing. So over here, you don't want. It's not that you want it. If you would do it, it's not that you want it to be on top. You want it to be nivla b'karka.
But it still should be us, or no? We. It's like every other malachah shenis to the gufa, no? Or tovishen. I'm saying, why isn't it? He's saying it really is Marech, just not...
So, he, the tzures
so this is a special day.
Yeah, like the Magid Mishka. The Magid Mishka says you can't take a piece of wood off to use as a toothpick. If you're mechav. The Magid Mishka says even if you're not mechav, it's still a toothpick. So he says no, by Tikkun Kli like that, it's... That's good for the malacha that you're having for the being the two.
So you're saying there's no psik ratio with this malacha?
I mean,
something like that. Maybe. But I don't even understand. Still, the Magen Avraham, this teretz doesn't. With the fact, why does the mechaber discuss it in the next line?
Because there, the first case is the imamish smoothing. You're having to smooth.
And still, and over there,
still it's mutter.
So
here you're not mechavin, but still it might get smooth while you're stepping on it.
So it should be even less, no? Shouldn't it be even less? That's the Reisha case is the more chomedic case, and he doesn't even bring in Mimareach. So why does he bring it in? According to the Magen Avraham, mechavin shouldn't mention it at all. No? Wasn't the whole kasha? Why does he wait till the Seifa on the mechavin?
Yeah, I mean, but.
So what's the answer to that?
Well,
that was the way you presented the question, So what changed in this?
Because the Reisha case is mamish. She's
and the Mechaber doesn't even mention Mareach. So Koshkin in the Sefer.
Right, but the Magen Avraham is asking why doesn't the?
I'm saying the Magen Avraham's answer is that it's integral to the Malacha, right?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, so why does the Mechaber mention it at the end, where it's even less of a case of Mareach?
That was there. I mean, there he's mentioning it.
Right, and it's if there was any place to mention it, it should have mentioned it in the real case of smoothing it.
You could just sit with C.S. Wise, it's going to stay.
Okay. Okay.
You could answer this based on just Matthias, it becomes thicker when you're if you leave it on the floor, the dirt, it's gonna get if you smooth it out right away, it's not gonna become absorbed, so it wouldn't be thick. But in the second case, where it stays there for a while, it's now a thicker item because it absorbs dirt. And then we're back to the case of the shemen.
Now, if you look in the
don't understand your premises.
Do you understand what I just said?
Yeah, but I don't understand how you know that. Thicker or thinner. I mean, one case, in the ratio, your mom is doing the, you're smoothing it out. You're pushing your foot side to side, opposed to just stepping on it. If any of the two of those are going to be marea, it's going to be the first one.
It's in terms of your the item in question is not thick.
I mean, I'm just saying, where do you get that from?
So okay. It's not thick.
And if you let it sit, it's thicker?
No, if it sticks into the dirt. The dirt, it's on dirt.
Both ways it's going to be connected to the dirt. One place is going to be connected to the dirt.
Yeah, but one's going to be more muddy.
Yeah. Okay. Now take a look at the Masham on page 10. So Masham says, based on this, Magen Avraham, Luchatul Shaykh Miruach by Mashiach Arach. Right. In other words, Mashiach Arach, there's no Miruach, because it's only Dumya the Shemen Av. So the Dindaraisa is taking wax and smearing it. The Dindarabanon is Shemen Av. But you see from the Shulchan Aruch, as Ravadi pointed out, both cases are a possibility that you're stopping up a hole. Anything, but anything less than that is not even, that's what they point out from the Rasham, that's not even a Darabonon. That's not even a Darabonon, because that's not even... In other words, it's only something that you'd make a gzeirah atu shava. So if it's not thick enough that you can even make a gzeirah atu shava, so the cases in the Gemara, right, with the Mishkan, the Shemanav, you make a gzeirah atu shava.
And what about rake?
Wow.
What about rake?
So rogue
is much less than Shemanav.
Much less. So
and yet we still have.
Well, we're saying it's mutter. Rogue is mutter.
Well, not to smooth it in.
Yeah, right, but it goes in the thing, so it's not.
To go slight, if you have soap, hard soap,
right,
you're smooth, and that's strong enough to actually stop something up. You could use the soap to stop something. But when you're putting soap on your hands, your kavanah is not to smooth anything.
Right.
Which the prince, which might
so should make a derabana.
Well, if
the substance qualifies, but
yeah, but maybe, but does that, if that's similar to shema, that's not similar to wax, so
right.
It's similar to shema.
Why?
No, because the thing that gets smooth it's not that the bar is getting. If the bar was something like you'd smooth the bar on your, that's a different thing. But here, what comes off the bar is soap. So that doesn't have any mamushes to it.
Rabbi, aren't you smoothing out the soap bar?
No, but that's what you're not interested in, smoothing out the smoke bar. That's not.
I'm saying until one we just read about the discovery in the car, I would find it curious.
Right.
Still.
Right, but.
It's there's not even nichalei if it's smooth. The more smooth it is, the less soap there is. It's bad.
What? We pass consideration only nichalei still hasn't we drop on them.
No, but you see, no. But in other words, if you, in other words, say for example, the Ramah is the one who's machmir and soap on Shulchan Vav, page 13. So he says that's only because he considers it maybe some type of nolad. Says Shulchan Aruch Mutar Luchatz Yodel B'Morson. That's like bran. That's what they would wash their hands with. Hagah the Gvul Kachet Shav Asur Luchatz Yodel B'Melach V'Kol Shekein B'Boris Shekorin Zayf V'Loshan Ashkenaz B'Shar Cholov Shenimeach Al Yodo V'Havei Nolot. Right. So the Ramosh is the Machmir. The Machaber is. Doesn't mention this. The Marmor is the Machmir, but only because maybe it's some type of Nola.
What's the Nola? The soap coming off?
Yeah.
The new soap.
The new soap.
The bubbles on your hand?
Yeah, some type of Nola. But not else.
Marea.
because Mavareach was only said to and that's what everybody has here
is that why he would be making on liquid soap? Because that legabe liquid soap, that's not considered no what?
One second. Take a look. So Shem and Av is the. So the question is how? Yeah. One second. Yeah, page 16. The body of page 16 is the truth about using Vaseline on the child. So he says, "Ha'im yochel l'morach mishcha al chanichaim shel tinok." Like the gums. That's ointment. Ointment on the gums. Kedei shelo yichavlo. So he says, "Ha'im b'zem yisum shemachet ha'im shatrufa nevlas b'chanichaim." In other words, you want it to be nivla, and that's similar to the Magen Avraham. When you take saliva and you put your foot in the. So the only issue the Shulchan Aruch had is Shemi Yashve Gumos. But else, for Marech, Magen Avraham said it wasn't a problem because you want it to be nivla. Hagam sheish b'maisim elim shem refuah, but ain refuah b'tino. So that's what he says. What about Vaseline on your hand of a gadol? Alam l'rach Vaseline al hayadayim ye'osim midrabanan mishum refuah. V'lo midoraisim mishum amachik. Like all these things, everybody's more concerned about the
what?
16.
So what about putting on cream? Back to this, if someone put on creams to prevent moisturizers, which is go back to the shiurim on that we had with preventive medicine.
Yeah. Oh, so we're gonna get to that. We're gonna come to that. Okay. And also, everybody's told me that he feels that. The Din Rabbanan was only by Shem and Av, and Shem and Av, the Gemara says Mishcha Shem and Av. That was the Shav is the Daraisa. That's very thick. Shem and Av is the Rabbanan, but less than Shem and Av, he thought wasn't even a.
But
he
holds Vaseline is Shem and Av.
No.
He looked at the end of that tshuva, right? Omnam the Marech Vaseline al Yadayim Yehosu Midrabbanan Mishum
Nefuah. For sure, below Midaraisa Mishum Nefuah. Right.
What about Midrabbanan Mishum Nefuah?
Obviously, he means not.
Why does he say below Midaraisa then? No, because Midrabbanan it's not Melachim.
Right. Okay. But that's what he means. So that's what he said. That it's something that's not even Shem and Av. So it was the whole idea is it's a Zerishum Shava, so it has to be. And the Shulchan Aruch says that they would use the Shava and the Shem and Av to stop up the hole. So it's something that you're not even going to have stop up the hole. He thought was not even the Rabbanan. And in the Siach Nochem on page 17, the Nochem Rabinovich, he's now the Rosh Hashiva in the Malei Adumim.
What's a carrot?
Cream. Cream she'enu somech. Kimin shavav eidu begush kashiach. Elu hu nosli v'nivla ba'or. Something that's penetrate doesn't. It's not something that stays on top. Mutar lishtamish bo al yadayim al asfasayim uvachalim. So he's saying it's not. Rav Abadi will still be holds these things are anyway going to be asur midrabban al srafuah, like chapsticks, things like that. But a lot of people are concerned al the daraisa.
Isn't chapsticks you're actually smoothing?
Yeah, but the thing is not, there's no substance. It's like,
well, that, well, chapstick is like wax, sometimes.
Yeah, so maybe it'd be
more. Well, it's not more than Vaseline.
I guess, yeah, I guess so.
It's a little harder, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now.
We also have potential.
Noah?
Yeah. What's
the difference between that and
soap? I don't know, because the soap, you see something you didn't see before, you know, the bubbles, I don't know.
The Ramosha was very machmir in these dinyanim. He's very machmir in these dinyanim. On page 12. The dove and anakot shinayim b'shabbos v'yontem in toothpaste. Pashat shalosim mishum l'machik. And Rav Shach always says he means the told of l'machik, as Rav Shach pointed out, in memarech. V'lo toothpaste b'abrosh shabiyuchel l'zem mutar shul t'mor kitzah shar eivir echar aval yishtov rach l'tzonim.
What page is this?
12. I guess he held that that you can't, it's hard to know where to draw the line. So he held that who knows where the Gzeira Drabbanan. So he's Machmir, that it'd be, that would perhaps be an Issa Deraisa.
Machmir
Issa Deraisa? Yeah.
What?
Or, I don't know. Maybe we're Drabbanan.
We're still coming. It's not Shabbos.
Okay, one second. So it was Ravadi, Nachum Rabinovich thought that after, once the case in the of Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch of Mishka, the Shem and Av, and that the Shulchan Aruch says you were using the Shem and Av to be soysim the Chavis, and but after that no one's going to take Vaseline and try to stop up a hole in the barrel, so they thought that after that is totally good to legamri. Could be other issues of refuah, but mitzad the malacha, and Rav Moshe, you know, he doesn't spell out whether he's saying derais or derabbanon, but he's definitely asering, that's for sure. And he would say that. That anything that has some type of consistency is going to be perhaps nichlal in this issur, maybe only in this drabbanon perhaps, but it's going to be asur. Whereas the others say that no, the case of the Gemara with the Shem and Av, the Mishka and the Shulchan Aruch says what you're using the Mishka for is, because they're saying the only drabbanon is when you have a havamina, you're going to go zirat to shava, so at least it'd be something that's going to stop up the hole, was the case of the Shulchan Aruch, like the Shavuot, because Rav Moshe was Machne.
Okay, in Kufiyat Gimel, he's even more Machne.
Yeah.
And he doesn't let you shake a woman's hand.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a sort of difference. Yeah.
What I'm saying, in Kufiyat Gimel.
Yeah, Kufiyat Gimel, he was also even in the liquid soap.
That's
not
the mineral oil.
Yeah.
He
gives a little bit of that.
Yeah, so.
He says originally.
Yeah, you can use the Shabbat as a Kasaf and a local zone.
What is Molin?
Kim Shanasim is a Molin. In other words, he says it's more anything that's it's more than water. It's more than water, obviously. So it has some level of consistency to it, more than regular mashkin.
So that's monster. Kotz ala kotz.
Yeah.
We were saying gradation.
Right. He says
after that's. Yeah. So according to the Moshe,
why does
everybody
say lipstick that's not thicker than water? Because the net kofir dalad does he the emu lach shalakam
machik. Yeah, well, you know, so mishum data mishum imsum machik.
So this is Tzvia.
I'm not sure what the difference between lipstick versus lipstick. I don't use lipstick, obviously, so I'm not... But the
lipstick is a solid.
Yeah, but if it's a... Emolah, shalek machak.
Yeah. So Rav Moshe is very machmir in all these things. That's what Rav...
According to Rav Moshe, why does Rav Moshe say Shem and Av then? Should say... He wouldn't translate Mishkas Shem and Av. He would translate it as...
Right, in other words, say the bigger Kiddush. Right. Say the bigger Kiddush of, I guess that was something they had. But that's why the others argue with Rav Moshe. You know,
what does Impul laugh like a mafek by the lipstick? What's the difference between this and the soul?
Yeah, but happened 2 seconds ago, he said even laugh is also.
Yeah, okay, so that's, yeah. Yeah, so anything that has more consistency than a regular liquid, he would
put in the category of.
Yeah, and on a body holds that no, it has to be Dumyud the Shem and Av, that's something that's a thickness that would be more Shaykh that it goes around to Shava.
Would Moshe agree that, like, if you don't, you know, people just go like this, instead of, you know,
to dab, you mean?
Yeah. So
that could be something different, like a Steinway so much. So dabbing as opposed to smoothing.
Well, that's the same thing with the right. That's the distinction we just saw between smoothing and just stepping.
So that's the Shaila.
But that's the oil. Isn't the world like that? You go like this.
We're always told like we have to put a cream on a baby.
My kids got some really bad chapped lips.
So there's what to say, but there's what to say with Kula also. That that's what everybody thinks KY jelly also should be mutter. KY jelly is a clear lubricant. And it's used sometimes when couples are having maybe a little difficulty having relations, so they put it on to that area so it'll be smoother, so the man could get in. So he thinks that's mutter on Shabbos or on the bedikah cloth, or whatever. But and he thought all these other things, Vaseline and toothpaste, are all mutter as well.
Vaseline, he holds, is not.
So that was what we just saw. Right, because Vaseline.
But you couldn't fill the hole in the barrel.
No.
I mean,
it doesn't harden it.
Yeah, Vaseline, you'll never. The Shemin Av, that's the case in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shemin Av is that you're filling up a hole with Shemin Av. Just. So the best thing is if you have wax, that'll really fill up the hole. Shemin Av is like a.
Closer.
Yeah.
You'd mix it up.
Or else atu b'shutfanina skina, in other words, obviously it's something that someone would use to harder to fill up a thing. No one's going to take...
Vaseline has substance too.
Right, but not enough substance. Not enough substance to...
I'm still
and if you could...
Why isn't it also because you're fixing the barrel? I'm saying...
And then in Steve Rebekela?
Yeah, okay. Okay, maybe it's also could be a separate thing as well, but so Rabbi Rekefe was telling me once, he was showing the Rav was not, he was more makel on this so Rabbi Rekefe was talking to me about this tshuva, specifically the liquid soap tshuva. Just recently we were talking about last Sunday we were on the corner together speaking, and we were talking about the cleaver get, and this somehow this we went from the cleaver get to the liquid soap. Okay, so these are the
we only have to brush on, Rosh Chodesh.
But okay, so these are the opinions. But so the Moshe is very, very, and the Sefer Bari Ha'oron is excellent. Sefer Rav Aim Cohen is a Rosh Hashiva of Otniel. He was on page. You can read his Tshuvas. I got very excited on page 18.
We didn't deal with the refuah aspect. That's another
pack. Not another pack. We're dealing in 1 minute. I'm not finished yet. 1 minute. He writes nice tshuvas. So he also speaks about and if you look at page 21, he quotes that Marsham that see the Marsham basically was the posek who, you know, Moshe could argue with the Marsham, but the Marsham was the gadol that
made that chilek
that if it's obviously you don't need the Marsham to tell me that I could use water on Shabbos. That I don't need the Marsham. So the Marsham was talking about something that was a mishka that had some consistency, but it was raka. So even Moshe would argue with that. Okay. And then Rav Avadi Yosef. Yeah, Rav Avadi Yosef also on page 24, you can take a look. Ulam Nira, this is from Chelik Dalet, Simon Chav Zayin. Ulam Nira, the Loshayt Marech, the Agavlam Kain, wrote to be Kiyumo Shaldovish and Miss Marech. Marech Riti of Ashava. Have a Mashafshe Mishkas Shinaim Shayna Rotsa Klau Bikiyav a Mishka Ela Nikoyan a Shinaim, Achaz a Tekev Shote Piv, Shin of Mai, the Ruach Ovra of the Tiaram, Bezel Loshayt Isum Miruach Afilu Bidrabon. A different thing. In other words, forget about the consistency angle. You know, that what we said before, that Rav Abadi, Rav Nochem Rabinovich, that Shaman Ov, Mishka, this is a different thing. Even if it would be thick, but you want it right away off. So it's a Malacha She'en Lakim. Malacha She'en Lakim. So it's on for a second and you wash it off. So he thought that, you know, all malachas of Shabbos have of kayama of some sort, different shiurim, what the kayama is. But here, by brushing your teeth, it's not even shell.
Well, where do we get that all malachas have kayamas? I'll give you the simplest example: is hadlaka. If I light a fire, it doesn't.
What do you mean? Doesn't you light a fire?
It's going to be all. If I have light the fire, it could go off 5 seconds later. It's not something that's definitely kayamas.
Yeah, but it means that. Malacha Shabbos are usually shel kayama. That's the mice. Okay, so that was another tzad kula, the Rav Avadi Yosef here. Now, okay. So the mice, the other nekuda was what about Mishum Refuah?
What about potentially Shechita?
You mean the blood?
Yes.
So that maybe that's a Dovah Sheinu Miskavin and not a Psik Resha. Not every time you brush your teeth, there's the blood.
Hopefully.
Right? Also, then it's a Dovah Sheinu Miskavin and it's not a Psik Resha.
Can you even laugh at
Shabbos? It's the whole sukkah in Kovav. Okay, Rabbi Weiner, we're waiting for you. Page 20, page 14 is the tshuva of Rabbi Avadi Yosef. There was the whole discussion about the toothpaste, so he says, let's talk about it now from the perspective of Refuah B'Shabbos. Because we have that din about the loss in a master key, right? Page 14.
Yeah, the anten nidon b'dankin chori yeshod makom vodon b'nidon b'shom refu b'shabbos. Don't know much because of Rambam. Ain't lost him as a master giving shopping as a shinaim b'sam b'shabbos. His man shim skavin refu. So, what's the story about this? So he's going to go back to the old machlokas we had between the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham. When a Bari does something that's not Letzomo L'Reyovon. So the Beis Yosef says, Lav Davka Letzomo L'Reyovon. Has to be... Whereas even if it's not that only the Tzomel Reyovon is mutter, even if it's not Lerefua, that you're a Bari, then it's also going to be mutter.
Like
vitamins? So a Bari who takes vitamins, it's maybe going to be mutter. Right? And the Magen Avraham disagrees. And then we saw that Rav Moshe said that how can the Magen Avraham disagree? Where is the refuah? So Rav Moshe said either the Magen Avraham is talking about somebody who is bari but he's weak, and he wants to take something to make him strong on a permanent basis. That's going to strengthen him permanently. But if it's something that he's a bari and it's not that he's weak, he's just taking it to make him just fortified, so then that wouldn't be a problem even according to the Magen Avraham. Okay, so Rav Avadi Yosef here talks about this machlokas, the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham, on page 15 on the right side. Says al kapanuri the daf moran beis Yosef dimate yishul hakel lebar lechol devarim she'ena machal barim lerefuah. Whereas you could take a bari could take refuah. Shekol she'ena chol lechol amigzer mishum shchika saman. You have to be a chol. Hakel nami hakel gabi mishum shinaim and ligzer came mishum bari. So according to beis Yosef it's good. What about according to Magen Avraham? You need dafka. So it says that
I think even though the Magen Avraham, who says that a bari is still also a refuah, but that's only refuah, or so how? But so see, if you say like Rav Moshe and the Magen Avraham, so you understand that he's talking about a chalash. But if you don't say like Rav Moshe, say you don't say like Rav Moshe and the Magen Avraham,
it's still good, no? Because you don't define brushing your teeth as a refuah.
But what is so? What was the Magen Avraham answering? He was asking.
Brushing teeth is much more of a refuah. Because brushing your teeth, you're taking away plaque, which causes.
So you'd be misalic something before it does damage.
Yeah. So is that different? In other words,
different than vitamins.
Antibiotics.
You take.
No,
this guy is taking. He's totally fine, but he's taking pills to. Vitamin C pill, vitamin E pill.
Maintaining the
breathing. And here he's.
It's much closer to refuah than pill.
It could be in a hanami. Maybe according to Magen Avraham would be also, like you were saying, Mishum refuah.
We're trying to explain what he says.
Yeah, what he says. Right, I'm saying.
Well, really, what's the difference?
Right, so he's saying.
I'm saying taking pills much closer, looks like. It's much closer to what.
Looks like it. Okay,
much more.
Well,
I wouldn't have even entertained this question until he saw it. I mean, I don't think. I don't see.
Right, I never was thinking of it. Right.
Before.
Yeah, but
opposed to taking vitamins
But if you say that the heter in the tour is dafka, right? But
I'm saying so that, but it's much closer to. It's much closer to pills than it is to brushing your teeth. You're gonna brush your teeth, and then you might come to take medicine and make pills.
Okay, but we already made that. We already said that.
No, so I'm saying so. From pills to that, I understand. But from the toothbrush to that,
according to that logic, all sorts of creams should be mutter.
No, but a lot of times you take cream to. What do you mean? A lot of times the reward for things is decay. Cream. The reward for cavities is not.
Your hands are not going to decay if you didn't wash your hands.
It is.
So that's it.
So no one's
going to.
No, you are.
In other words, because the teeth, they can, like you're saying, can decay. If you know.
From this bit, meaning not from this, over time.
Over time, right.
Also, I don't know, if someone has some mud on his hand and it just sits there for forever. Like, I can't imagine that's so good for his skin.
Vitamins you're doing is just like eating food. What's the difference? People pay big money to smear the mud on the vitamins and all every food. You're just not getting enough. So that's not a refuah. Right. Okay, so like the Moshe Belsky, a food supplement.
What did they say?
No, Belsky says over from Moshe that you need a hechsher on vitamins because it's a food. A food supplement, you're not getting enough vitamin C, so you're taking this vitamin, you're not getting enough vitamin, so you say achshavim.
Meaning, even though you don't need medicine, really?
Right, so they want to be mechalic between
vitamin.
So
that should be a kula for Shabbos, because it's like a food.
Right, that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
There's your heter, but the brushing teeth doesn't have that heter. That's one.
Okay. That's what he's saying. It's preventive, so it's not really. It's not doing something positive. In other words, the vitamins is positive. Here, just as he says, it's a mavriya chari type of thing. It's not like the pills are giving something positive. So maybe that's more of a. That's what he wants to say. Not only Beis Yosef would be Matir Misar Refuah, even
in the next
paragraph.
In the next paragraph, he goes pumped the other way.
He says,
at the third line there, fourth line, it says, "Im kein gam mishcha shinaim ham yuedes loripu shinaim yutzeres aydei pikuach refuah."
Who says this? This is he's quoting the oil moisture. Shut oil moisture.
Who he calls Harav HaGoyin HaMafor, so I'm
going to. Then he says, V'imo HaSlicha. Oh, so at least there is someone of repute who Taka says it. So the ones who are following Moshe is not to do it, so this is could be another smar.
When we spoke out the Gemara, I thought when you said smearing shemen on the gums, that sounds like a fool. That doesn't sound like brushing the teeth.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, it could be what to say that for this. Okay, Yesh Lodun.
And then he gets into
within the Magen Avraham. Then he says his famous word that Reim Kohn quoted. That was the word that he was quoting.
Oh, and he's making on liquid soap. He says, "Elok
Okay, so there's what to say here for both these stodim.
So if you use a toothbrush with water, everybody's down with that? Or?
What do you mean everyone's down with that?
I'm saying is that like, I don't know. Is that acceptable?
You're asking
what? I'm asking, is that where people... You know?
Well, different people have different ways.
Well, this is handling toothpaste, right? We didn't even talk about it. Water, it sounds like they didn't even make it to the...
Well, it's not Marafe, huh? Yeah. So he speaks about all the, if you look at the body of Aaron there, he speaks about
bother
what? The sefer should bother Aaron. He talks about all the, you know, the other things of other. But I don't want to get into the skita aspect. But yeah, you want to see skita mivrashis on page 25. Okay, that's a whole different topic.
But that's what people do, no?
What?
Brush with water.
Yeah, okay, so the Sri Deish thinks it's mutter. It's just so little, but here's all these from page
25. Mouthwash would also be fine. No? Mouthwash is a much bigger problem than before.
Yes,
I'm saying
so
then.
It's a rare
path. Because you're not trying to, by mouthwash, you're not trying to take off something.
So it's worse.
Pepper case, that's worse.
Pepper case.
Not trying to take off something.
It's more of a real reform.
Yeah. Okay. These are the things that I wanted to talk about to revive the Mavarech issue, whether Shemanov, what's called Shemanov, and in the different studim, Lakan, and then to put it into the refuah aspect and to tie it in, like Rav Avad Yosef, to the Bacholtis Beis Yosef and Magen Avraham, and see how it works from those two aspects.
And there are more on the soap. Was he referring? What type? Was he? Did he make? He didn't seem to make any distinction between liquid soap or hard. Do you know what the?
He was talking about something of solid nature.
So yeah. If he's saying it's only us because of Nola,
right.
Which is mashma that he holds his mother.
What?
That's not. There's no. They're not smoothing by soap.
Right.
Kind of.
Right. That's where. That what I have a spar. Right. Yeah. So it's what to say, Khan on this matter. So if someone's machmir, you know, in this room, if someone's makhil, there's also Yeshal Miller spoke on this matter.
Even a hard soap,
yeah,
there's the useless.
Yeah, even a hard soap. When you see someone doing it, you don't have to say, you know. Where? Oh, Ravar Lichtenstein. Havi Natalia. Because he was in the Gush. Tach Shemati, Havi Natalia, Mimori, Hagon, Ravar Lichtenstein. Shagir Salvation, Sikh, and Shin of the Shabbos, Apple Beach Achav, and Ravar Salvation also. Right. Right. He learned in Gush, this Reim Cohen. He's one of the Chashev Talmidim that came out. And he's a Rashiva Otniel. Did you go to Otniel? He's there for Shabbos. I was not there for Shabbos.
It's a nice place.
It's a nice place.
I think he gives a parsha share of the Sefer Torah.
He gives a parsha share out of the Sefer Torah. I mean, the old style. Takes the Sefer Torah. Really?
Yeah.
But he so takes according to him, you could be Yetzir Hamar. See what Sefer Torah with that.
Where were you? Oh, on Shabbos?
Yeah.
No,
I think
he
gives it
every
Shabbos.
My friend was there for this.
To read it. You mean to read the Pesukim?
It's beautiful.
He doesn't read the Pesukim from.
He doesn't read the Pesukim from a regular Chumash?
I mean, he said at least he gives partnership for Sefer Torah.
Yes, Rabbi Rakefet was telling me that.
No, he never reads the Chumash. That's not.
I don't know.
Okay, but this is the story. When I this sefer just came into the library and I saw it and I said, "Oh, that's a good package for a fool." Also, no, put that up. Okay, so there's what to say for both studim here. Okay, we have one more refuah here to go. I'll be in touch with you when we're going to have that share.